What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Hope you are having a very, very cool, if possible, Thursday afternoon, because it is steamy out there. I can take the heat, but that humidity gets me every time. Enough about the weather, though. Just a little bit of breaking news. Today, Groundhog Day, Tony Evers' version, is now over. The governor announcing that he will not be seeking re-election in 2026. So, fields wide open. I have my personal favorite that I'd like to see run. You might hear about that tomorrow. Might have saved that for a little Ask Maggie, which you can catch tomorrow at 5:30 on this very fine program. But let's hear from the governor himself, Jacob Evers, in his own words.
I'm a science teacher at heart who ended up running for office and winning 5 straight statewide elections. So would I win if I ran the 6th time? Of course. No question about that. But whether I'd win or not has never been part of my calculus about running again. For 5 decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a 3rd term. And so it's humbled to be your governor. This is the best job I ever had. And folks, we are not done yet. There is, as always, much work to do. In Wisconsin, I'll be working just as hard as I have for the last 6 years to keep doing the right thing and deliver for you. So let's get to work. Forward for you and for Wisconsin always. Thank you.
I'm getting all choked up. I mean, granted, I've had a day, but that is the heart of decency and public service. And so I think we all owe the governor and his family, as he said, like an incredible amount of thanks. I'm sorry, it has been a day. But it is going to be a great day for each and every one of you because of the subject matter this afternoon. I think it is possibly the most important topic right after how do Democrats have a debate about policy without eating themselves alive, which I've talked about a few times on this fine program. But today we're going to be talking about how to save democracy, small d, about system reforms so that we have the government that we deserve. Every single one of us, Democrats, Republicans, progressives, conservatives, independents, so that we can actually see our voices in action. One of the rubrics by which I often suggest that we judge the quality of a democracy is whether or not the things that we widely agree on, we actually see becoming law. And when we don't see that, that means we got a problem. That means they're listening to the billionaires and the 100 millionaires and not people that earn paychecks. If you got a boss, I think your voice should be heard in government. And right now, I don't think they're getting heard much at all. So today is devoted to democracy. And how do we do this better together, as I like to say. First, I've got Nick Ramos, my really, really good friend. He's basically going to be my guest co-host.
Co-pilot.
You
know, you're Maverick. I'm Goose. You know.
Oh, I like that. You know, who's the Iceman? Maybe the Iceman's TR?
Could be TR.
TR Edwards. He's staff counsel at Law Forward. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here. Again, we got Nick Ramos and TR kicking us off. Nick, of course, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. TR, my friend and colleague in the fight in the law and in courtrooms. Gentlemen, welcome. First and foremost, talking about redistricting and how legislative district lines get drawn and the imperative to have independent redistricting. Nick, set out the basics for people. What is redistricting? When does it happen? And how does it occur now in the state of Wisconsin?
So I'm sure everyone knows that every 10 years we have this thing called the census where, you know, our federal government is trying to understand just how populations migrate from cities and states to be able to allocate resources, you know, that match the numbers of the folks that are in those states and those cities. And a part of that process in a state like Wisconsin, the legislature, they, through the Constitution, have the power to draw maps. based upon, you know, things within the Wisconsin Constitution, and it's based upon those populations, and they're supposed to be fair and balanced and all these things, but we know that over the last decade and change, we've had a group of lawmakers who have chosen to partisan gerrymander, which they have chosen to draw maps that are advantageous to one party exclusively, which means that no matter what, doesn't matter, Maggie, if you run a race in, you know, your district at home, you could be the best candidate since sliced bread. And it doesn't really matter because the game and the cards were already stacked against you before you even got to run from the starting line. And so, you know, folks have been enjoying seats that have been cushy and haven't had to really face any real accountability because they do not have any real competitive races that will ever happen with the maps that were previously drawn. And so now, you know, with the great work of Law Forward, and I'm sure TR will talk about that, you know, those guys were on a real crusade to try and deliver some maps through the courts, and which forced, you know, the legislature and the governor to sign a map while the Supreme Court was deliberating on some other maps that might not have been so advantageous to the Republicans that were in the law in the legislature. And
yeah,
now,
they were afraid. They're like, okay, we'll take this one because it might not suck so bad.
Which spanking hurts the least?
Yes.
And we'll take it. And then we'll see if we can go and win on these maps. And so right now we're in a really interesting era where we've seen these maps take effect. We've seen the legislature start to get more balance because Wisconsin, we're a 50-50 state. I don't care who tells you that we're not. We are. We always are going to be because we're that balanced. And, you know, now we need to get to really intentional because it's a short-term fix.
Yes.
Like right now we're enjoying these maps, but guess what? 2030 is the next census. And guess what? The legislature is still constitutionally the ones that get to draw maps. And until that changes, they can continue to put their thumb on the scale in either direction, Democrats or Republicans.
TR, it is a textbook conflict of interest for a legislator to pick their own voters.
Sure,
remind folks about the role that Law Forward has played and some of the contours of the legal arguments that undergird this fundamental idea that it should be one person, one vote. And by the way, I'm going to say this. $1, right?
Ideally.
Or billions of dollars should not translate into hundreds of billions of voices, right? One person, one vote. That is the constitutional imperative. Tell us a little bit about it, TR.
Sure. So backing up. So Law Forward, we are a strategic nonpartisan litigation firm based here right in Madison. Our primary focus is on good government. It isn't supporting one party or another or helping them move any particular agenda forward. We just want to make sure that the government that we have works for everybody that exists under it. So that being said, our founding principle in 2020 was really seeing what we could do in the fight against maps that were gerrymandered and rigged to prevent that type of democracy from coming into being. So where we are now and really in that stage of the fight, as Nick alluded to, is really pushing back on what happened a little bit over a decade and a half ago now.
Yeah.
So in 2009, 2010, there became this big focus around the country on this project called Operation Red Map. And what happened in Operation Red Map was there was influence, support directed into state legislative races to put in position certain people who would be willing for the next decade of our country's history. This happened all across the country, Wisconsin being one of those states where it happened, you know, most egregiously. But there were efforts in place to see what they could do to shift how our democracy worked. And as you alluded to, Maggie, focused on creating a system by which the politicians got to select their constituents and by virtue of that, control the legislature in Wisconsin and many states going forward. And that had the effect of allowing them to then create maps under that process that Nick described earlier. So what we've been doing the last couple of years, in particular since 2022, is trying to see what we can do to push back against that. In 2022, we were a participant in the Johnson litigation, which were around the state legislative maps as well as the congressional maps. It resulted in, an extremely partisan an extremely partisan map in the state legislature, and unfortunately one that continued to entrench the makeup that we had at the time at the congressional level as well. So in Clark, which is the 2023 case, we decided to go after directly what happened around the state legislative maps. Now, we pushed for a challenge around partisan gerrymandering because there was really good evidence that proved and showed that came about in cases that existed before this, that there were efforts made by Republican legislators at the time to take control of our state legislature. And we believed, as you alluded to, Maggie, that that was a violation of people's one person, one vote. In other words, if I am in a certain district, that my vote counts less than somebody who's in another district because of decisions made by people who are supposed to be serving me. We think that's a violation of good government, so we attacked that at the state level. As you mentioned, we had some success there. I am not going to go so far as to say that they were scared of what may have happened if the court had made, you know, had gotten an opportunity to develop a map. But what we do know is that it inspired, the litigation inspired them to take action and create maps that were more fair. That were,
I'll say it, they were scared. Now,
I was about to say, TR, you know, if you don't want to say it, we'll
Nick
say
and
it.
Nick and I'll say it. We'll go there. TR will be the adult in the room.
Yeah, for
Nick,
real.
Nick and I will just throw all the shade and lob grenades. Okay. So, as I always do, folks, if you're just joining us, I've got TR Edwards, one of the lawyers with Law Forward. I've got Nick Ramos with me. He's the executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Today is a study. It is a deep dive into how do we save our democracy for everybody. And I mean this, you're listening to me out there, you voted for Donald Trump, and you're thinking, I hate you, Maggie Dawn. You're this crazy lefty. What? No, I'm trying to save democracy for you. Nick is trying to save democracy for you. TR and Law Forward, we're trying to save democracy for everybody. And frankly, getting the rich people to go the hell, I have heard enough from rich folks. I just want to hear from regular people, and I want their voices to be reflected in our elected representatives. But gentlemen, you know that I always, always, always bring the receipts. So I have some of the data from the assembly that goes back a few years. Now we're going to have to take care of a little bit of business, but when we come back on the other side, I'm going to show everybody those receipts. Yep, right here on the radio, it's going to be show and tell. I'm going to prove to you that Republicans were cheating, and if one party can cheat today, another party can cheat tomorrow. Amen. And that's why we need fair maps and independent redistricting committees. We continue this great discussion with Nick Ramos and TR Edwards. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.